music comes on already, that means my cue to get on here. This is Nikki Dara. Good morning, guys. Having exit plan in your business plan is part of the roadmap to sustainability, both in life and business. That's right. I just made that one up. Why every business needs an exit plan. I'm going to talk about that in this week's podcast, so sit tight for the next, I want to say, more than 30 minutes this morning. So, you know, I want to say this because we had made another short segment on this episode topic that I guess the audio didn't go very well. I was really testing another platform and I wasn't happy really about it, the outcome or the result of the audio. But that's okay. You know, we move on. And here we are. We're talking about why every business needs an exit plan. So this is going to be a full podcast version of this topic. And I am so excited to, you know, share this with you pretty much because it is already written in the full article on a platform called medium.com/MissNikkiDare. If you want to find me there and read the full article, you're more than welcome to do so. And also on the LinkedIn, my LinkedIn newsletter. Okay, guys, get on there and try to take a peek out of those two sources that I just mentioned. If you're trying to watch my video, the last previous video of last week, this week's podcast, the audio, I remember. I just, you know, kind of like, okay, the audio is not too good, Nikki. That's all right. So here we are. I'm going to share with you and provide this better quality. I always use this quality for my podcasting anyway. So guys, sit back. Welcome to Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare here. I am going to put out a disclaimer here really quickly here. Please know that I am not a financial or retirement expert here. By all means, no. Although that I have a couple good ones, by the way, seasoned, and then they're very, very intelligent, highly resourceful. The insights and recommendations shared in this article and this podcast that I'm sharing with you guys are really based on general observations and should not be taken as professional advice. You may. However, this every individual and business situation is very unique. And you already know that, right? Your situation is unique than the other fellow leaders and business owners, of course. You know, there's so many factors around it. And it is crucial to consult with a qualified financial advisors or a qualified retirement planning expert to make informed decisions tailored to your specific needs and circumstances based on your, you know, personal or business needs. So, however, if you want to improve and elevate your leadership skills or help your executive team perform better, that's where I come in with my team. My team and I can help, definitely. So we specialize in coaching and consulting for leadership. We've been doing this for a while. Would love to see you, obviously, to meet with your team. We provide insightful, custom tailored guidance to help you and your team achieve your strategic goals. So feel free to reach out for more information on how we can support your leadership journey. And I think that will call for a little bit of background music here. All right, good morning, guys. Good morning. This is Nikki Dare. The end of the first quarter of 2024 is fast approaching. It's only a few days away here. Oh, my goodness, right? When we look at around us here in the around the world, sometimes I'm like, eek, I'm not turning on the TV this morning, guys. Global unrest, economic uncertainty, natural disasters everywhere around the world, not just here nationally, but of course, it borderless here. Natural disasters, bridge collapsing, what tragedy. My heart goes to all of the victims and all of the innocent people who had, affected by this tragedy. Celebrity homes being raided. What? Really? Okay, another day, another topic here. Fuel prices are doing the limbo. How low can they really go before really shooting back up? And really, is this true? I mean, you guys are lucky if you don't live in right around here in California, but you know, I mean, 525, I think I've seen those numbers just yesterday, 529. That's being considered the cheapest here in California, in Los Angeles County. Yes, if you're in Los Angeles County, you will repeat what I said, and it is so true. Yeah, lucky all of us, right? A box of four pieces of chicken, you know, chicken nuggets, four pieces, Chick-fil-A, hits like $19.99. Have you guys checked that out lately? Oh my goodness. No, I don't eat those, but I was just looking at it. I know my husband loves this stuff, but he's like, oh my God, $20 already for four pieces. Making you wonder if those chicken were fed on a diet of gold flakes, right? But here's the truth, right? The minimum wage is set to rise to $21. I don't know if it's $25, but it's. I'll look at the sources. I think it was $21 on April 1st. Yes, in just a few days, set to rise to $21 minimum wage here in California. A date that suspiciously sounds like, is this April Fool's Day? It's a joke on here. It's in our wallets. So with, meaning that with more massive layoffs looming on the horizon on the pipeline here, it seems like the job market might soon be empty as politicians promises. All right. So at this rate, we're going to need a treasure map to afford a fast food treasure chest. Not that I am not a fan of those anyway. So thank God. I'm so grateful. So is it too late to start paying in Monopoly money or go jumping around in a pogo stick, dusted off from the closet there? All right, guys, we don't know what we're talking about here, but it's just, it's very comical, that's all. In this economic tightrope walk, each day brings a new challenge to dodge. It's almost like a Travis act without a safety net. And this is kind of like serious stuff here. Exciting, but dangerously close to catastrophe. Maybe it's already in the catastrophe mode. But this scenario calls for more than just a fallback. It demands comprehensive control over your financial destiny. And an exit plan in today's volatile economy transformed from a simple option, really a simple option, to an indispensable survival kit. It's the master plan for not just, you know, for not just weathering the storm, really, of this financial turmoil, but emerging it, you know, winning it, ready to toast to your foresight from the safety of your well-planned escape route. Like, where is the exit? In a world where living costs soar, devising an exit plan is not just cautious. It's a bold statement of resilience and preparedness. Let me turn down the music here a little bit down here so I can hear my voice. It's a bold statement of preparedness is a bold statement of resilience also. It's not about bracing for the end, but ensuring that you roll in ongoing saga success. I mean, you want to put in your legacy, right? You always say that. In global economic turbulence. So having said that, truly, you know, having that exit plan is not just an option. It's a key part of your full business strategy. I think I talk about this even before pandemic, that it should be integrated really clearly into your business plan. I don't know how many of you are listening right now and then, oh man, she's right. Should have thought about that. No, it's not too late. If any of you are listening to this and, you know, considering starting a business really, and then wanting to formulate your business plan, this episode is for you to listen in, you know, because it is only smart to be proactive and integrate that business exit plan, the business exit strategies, into your business plan. We didn't think about that way back in 1980s, right? Not until we experienced so many calamities and so many, you know, global disruptions and disasters and catastrophes, then we thought about that. So those of you who are in the generation of starting your business you know, you need to consider this. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'm back. Okay, some sip of latte there for a minute. So, as we're saying, having an exit plan is not just an option, is really a key part of all of the overall food business strategy. And this is so especially true in uncertain times. It is one of the key, several key options, basically. It can really safeguard your business future. And more so, it gives that structured way to navigate transitions, right? Whatever that may be, you know, throughout your business, life of your business, basically, whether they are planned or unexpected. I mean, just think about that, right? Health, unexpected, tragic, maybe, you know, losses, lives losses, and things like that. Calamities, natural disasters, I mean, you name it all. Whether it is outside of control, normally it's outside of control. So this is really can safeguard your business future. It gives a structured way to navigate all of these transitions. So again, having exit plan, your business plan is really part of that roadmap to sustainability, both in your life and in your business and all of that good. I just made it up. So some of the critical reasons every business needs an exit plan and incorporating it. I love this part of all of the things that we are talking and podcasting and all of these things, right? We can put it on flowchart, presentation, PowerPoint, beautiful, and everything. But it's a call to action. It's really actually doing it. It's actually taking action, executing all of these things, right? Steps. And for all of us to implement, the framework can guide you to the success of your business exit plan. And I really invite you to, you know, not just listen for the next, you know, I want to say more than 30 minutes here, because I think I'm going to spend a little bit of time talking about the exit plan here with you guys. And also read the article on medium.com/MissNikki Dare. All right. So your voice has the power to echo through the silence, whether it is shared in a podcast or captured in writing. It can ignite change and it inspires action and connect souls. Let it be heard, let it resonate, and watch the world transform one word at a time. All right, guys, good morning. This is Nikki Dare, your host. And yes, thanks for listening to another episode here on our Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. Glad you can join me again wherever you are listening from. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverages, hot, cold. Mine is already getting warm for the next 30 minutes. I think it's going to be more than 30 minutes or so this morning. Let me know in the comment below where you're listening from. And yes, also what flavor of latte. Or if you don't like latte, then coffee. Yeah, I had a cup of Chino the other day. It was really good. I mean, it's like the second time I had it from Starbucks. It was really good. It's a little bit strong, but I love it with a warm croissant, that is, of course. So whatever you're having, just let me know. If you don't want to tell me where you're listening from, that's okay. Just what flavor of latte or coffee that you're having right now. That is if you're listening from the Americas, of course, good morning, still good day. And if you're listening from Europe or even Asia, listening from the other side of the globe, enjoy your mimosa or whatever that adult beverage or cocktail that you're having. If you are having cocktail, that is. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to Leadership 365. I am your host, Nikki Dare. So glad you all can join me again. And yes, thanks for listening to another episode here. The goal of this episode is really, truly to empower you, to inspire you, all of you, my loyal listeners, wherever you are listening from around the world. And with the tools and insights needed to navigate together, navigate leadership challenges that we're all facing here, experiencing here, with agility and foresight in an ever-changing world. So if you're listening right now and wants me to do a special episode, and I did get your receive your email, by the way, in the back office here, it's like, hey, can you do this podcast? Absolutely. Given time and of course the topic, if it's resonating and you know, within the element of this whole umbrella of Leadership 365, that is. If you do want me to do a special episode about anything else that you know, your heart desire, that's important, significant, please do let me know. Send me an email to hello@nikkidare.com or reach out to me or, you know, my team, Susan Barnes, or my LinkedIn, @NikkiDare. Not hard to find me anywhere, just @NikkiDare, except medium.com, Miss Nikki Dare, @MissNikkiDare. All right, guys, good to be back on microphone. Please. I want to throw in small PSA. I know. If you haven't, please feel free to call, to connect. Follow me on LinkedIn. I'm not doing Instagram anymore. I am shutting it down. Yes, of course, no Facebook. I never was a big, huge Facebook fan anyway. But Instagram, I shut it down. There's quite a few of you asked me, like, where the heck are you, Nikki, these days? No, I'm not hiding. I'm out here. I'm really doing stuff in the background, you guys, and grinding it and everything. I do have a couple of community events coming up in a few days. And hopefully that we can pull out our annual community event also. Virtual in April. But yeah, no social media. I decided to take a long hibernation off the social media this year, 2024, after my long trip, you know, out in the Southeast Asia. I came back and returned, and then there's a couple more family emergencies shortly after that trip. And I was really exhausted. And then I just had a surgery last week. So it's my day five after surgery last, you know, 5 days ago. And no, I'm not able to see. It's a little bit blurry. But, you know, I'm not at my full performance right now, but it's okay. I'm, you know, trying to grind it, and I'm trying to provide all of this valuable information to you guys, valuable share with you guys. So anyway, guys, no social media except LinkedIn, YouTube, and I'm writing on Medium. That's my blog. And please do follow me and, you know, nikkidare.club. Take a look at that, and I'm going to put all of my articles there as blogs and things like that, and hopefully that can bring values to you, continue to bring values. And leadership365.club, and is going to be coming out soon, later on this year. I'm really excited about that, because we do want to build, cultivate a very strong, meaningful, not just a virtual, but also on-site community this year in 2024, and hopefully that we can go completely, you know, like full haul by 2025 in spring next year. So support us, support our initiatives, support our grassroots initiatives, and I cannot wait to meet all of you soon. All right, guys. Yes, I am planning also, I am slowly planning to reconnect with my community on YouTube, so please follow me there, okay? And don't forget to do a free subscription on my LinkedIn newsletter, Leadership 365. All right, guys, love to hear your feedback, love to hear your insights and comments and all of that great stuff, because they are truly gifts for me, priceless gifts for me. Thank you so much. Hola, buenos dias, buenas tardes, como tale vu, selamat pagi, selamat malam semua. If you are on the other side of the world, apa kabar semua, assalamualaikum. Ramadan month is coming to an end in a few days here. Wishing you all who celebrate a peaceful, holy month there. Welcome to Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare. It is your go-to podcast for leadership development, safety education, personal growth, transform yourself and your organization for a better future. If you're aiming for impactful leadership and meaningful change, Leadership 365 offers those insights and strategies that you may need. So tune in now at podcast.nikkidare.club for an inspiring journey towards sustainable leadership. And I really, truly, grateful. I am grateful for all of you to support this community on a podcast and audio. Thank you so much. I truly hope that my voice and values I provide and share will be most valuable for you all leaders as yourself. Thank you so much. It is a podcast for you to designed for you to inspire growth and impact for sustainability, situational leadership, so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. So good to be here in the presence of you and many of you around the world. Good to be back on the microphone. And yes, without any disruption and interruption, I can go on. All right, guys, thank you so very much. Yes, business is dynamic, as we all already know, and experiencing a whole lot of just exciting times that we've had this ever since pandemic started. I mean, it's been going on for like 4 years now, Nikki. Yeah, it's just unprecedented. It's wild ride going on right now around the world, guys. Unpredictability is the only constant. Change is the only constant. So having an exit strategy is not an optional. It is necessary. I made that as a quote, by the way, and I love it. Business is dynamic. Unpredictability is the only constant. Having an exit strategy is not optional. It is necessary. So let's explore the strong reasons for the need for every entrepreneur such as yourself and business owner such as yourself to carefully plan exit strategy. It underscores the foresight, preparedness, and strategic advantages that an exit plan affords, ensuring that you are not just building a business, but also securing a legacy. All right. So I must say that we live in an era of global disruption, right? And it ranges from pandemic, a bunch of pandemics, I guess. The economic swings, yeah, it has its mood swings. What key lessons have we learned? It's unmistakably clear that we need to get our act together. Now is the time to plan for the unpredictable. It's not just advisable, it's imperative. So an exit plan is now a must. Not just, okay, it's nice to have in our business plan. All right, for those of you who already have it, it's just nice to have. No, it's needed for any business looking to navigate in today's wild rides and today's uncertainties, right? It's not about preparing for defeat, but ensuring resilience and adaptability. Oh, I love that. Resilience and adaptability. 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 Being able to adapt to these changes, being able to adapt to this, being flexible also, right? Flexibility, adaptability, and ensuring resilience in your life, both in business and in personal. So it is critical and smart to have this clear exit plan. It is necessary. It is essential for every entrepreneur aiming for that long-term success and stability. It is crucial for sustainability roadmap. Like I call it, roadmap to sustainability in life and in business. All right. Yeah, sure. You know, entrepreneurship is thrilling. Why every business is an exit plan, securing your future success? Yeah, we know entrepreneurship is a wild ride, it's a roller coaster ride. It's thrilling. The only constant is change. So the idea of an exit plan might seem odd. It's like, yeah, I like oddness. think outside the box, you know. In fact, create your own box. Why think about the exit in the heat of the battle? But As any experienced navigator knows, spotting your destination is as important as planning your course. An exit plan is not just a safety net, it's the blueprint for maximizing your business's value. It ensures its legacy that will last beyond your time. It's the legacy also that you wanted to make sure that you have, right? And it's about charting a course that aligns with your ultimate goals, vision, mission, all of that great stuff. Securing not just a successful present, but a prosperous future. This is so important. I mean, you guys always talk about, I want to have a business that's, not just for the present time, making those flow chart and profit-making business, but also leaving my legacy for my next generation, my children, grandchildren, all of this. All right, the essence of an exit plan here at its core. An exit plan is truly a roadmap. It guides a business owner through the shift of ownership or the closure of their business, right? And it aligns a step to maximize the business value, minimize taxes, and ensure smooth transition to new owners or dissolutions, and all these things. There are a lot of moving parts around it. I'm going to cover really briefly on each. But an effective exit plan provides a clear path forward, offering peace of mind to business owners and obviously also their stakeholders. Maximizing business value, one of the most compelling reasons for developing an exit plan is the opportunity to enhance the value of your business. An exit strategy forces business owners to view the operations through the lens of prospective buyer, basically, right? How much will this be valued or will be worth? Right? Identifying areas for improvement, streamlining operations, and bolstering the bottom line. And focusing on efficiency, customer satisfaction, and financial optimization can greatly raise a business value on the market. This will make it more attractive to potential buyers or successors. I was like getting ready to list your house, basically, right? You gotta have to keep all of this, maintain all of this cleanliness and attractive and the value. Basically, maximizing the value. That's what we're talking about. Navigating unpredictability. The business landscape is fraught with unpredictability constantly. Change is constant. All of this unpredictable things, that's only constant. Economic downturns, industry disruptions, personal life changes, strategies, tragics, losses, things like that can all impact a business trajectory. So an exit plan serves as a vital component of a business risk management strategy, preparing the business to weather the storms and seize opportunities, right? An exit plan anticipates challenges. It outlines strategies to address them. It ensures that business can thrive even in the toughest times. Remember that, right? Tough times don't last. Tough people do. Tough businesses do also. I just want to add on to that. It's always thinking outside the box for me. Succession planning and legacy preservation. I'm going to cover a little bit more shortly here, but some of the highlights that I want to share with you guys. For many business owners, their company is more than just a source of income. It is a legacy. We all know that. Almost majority of the business out there is always legacy. I mean, brand especially, right? This is especially true for family-owned businesses, where the hope often is to basically pass the torch to the next generation. So an exit plan helps succession planning. It ensures that business stays in capable hands. I'm going to turn down the music here a little bit here, guys. Sorry about that. Let me just go back there. Thank you. The business will continue to reflect, the founder's visions, missions, and values. It is so key. It outlines the training, the development, the transition strategies. And this will prepare successors to lead the next, people and passing the baton to the torch to the next generation, basically. They will preserve the business's legacy for years and decades to come. Timing the market, timing it. Knowing when to exit, knowing when to hold them. knowing when to exit is as crucial as knowing how. An exit plan enables business owners to strategically time the exit, capitalizing on favorable market conditions to maximize returns. Timing can greatly also impact an exit strategies. I mean, this is so key right now. It is key in a seller's market or before a predicted downturn. Yeah, just like I said, in real estate, like housing, listing your house, basically, right? You gotta have to, if you want to sell your house, you know, you gotta look at the tsunami, the wave of tsunami. I'm just giving a really like a rough example here, like across the street wanting to sell his house. But he's, to me personally, when I was talking to him, and then when between talking to him, you know, prior to him hiring his real estate agent and then putting that sign up in front of his house, I kind of knew that like you're gonna be late in the train right now. But he waited 6 months later. And then he was only like 6 months. If he would have listed the house 6 months prior to his actual putting that sign and hired the realtor, he would have made it, but he didn't. So he was behind the eight ball, basically. And I've just felt very, very sorry for him because it didn't turn out like he expected it. So, it didn't get sold, the house. So he's pretty much stuck in the house right now with the house until he, you know, he sees the timing of the market, you know, until the next wave, because right now it's really not a seller's market right now, right? So by watching market trends and setting clear goals and knowing when to sell, knowing when to make this action, really, owners can ensure the exit on their terms. And then knowing the market, you know, you have to educate yourself with this. Not waiting until the last minute or after when the tsunami happens and land on shore, and then you're going to go, okay, we're going to do it now. No, it's too late already, right? You're behind the eight ball. They will get the best result for themselves and their stakeholders if you do it right. So, you know, preparation is key to success. An exit plan is vital for every business owner. It provides a roadmap to maximize values and manage risks and preserve legacies and timing the market. Whether you are in the early stages of building your business or looking towards retirement, you know, like myself in the, you know, empty nest kind of thing, you know, now is the time to start planning. It's never too late. Consult with a pro. Consult with your, you know, with the expert. You already working together with an expert. Sit down and then customize it accordingly to your business need, to your personal, you know, lifestyle needs and everything. You know, and this is all informed decisions. Consult with an expert to make a full exit strategy. It should fit your business goals and personal dreams. Remember, the best time to plan your exit is when you don't need it. You don't need to, ensuring that when the time comes, you're ready to transition in your own terms. And this is the best advice, personal advice that I can share and provide and share with you. The best time to plan your exit is when you don't need to. Ensuring that when the time comes, you're ready to transition on your own terms. Just better to have than not, basically. All right. So, let's take a little bit of music, 3 second break here. So we're back. At its core, as I mentioned, the exit plan is really truly a roadmap for us, right? It guides a business owner through the shift of ownership or the closure of the business. The steps that I want to mention here in the podcast is maximize the business value, risk management, strategic decision making, market timing, personal goals and retirement planning, share it from my point of view, my 3 cents. And, you know, when you're listening to this, you need to sit down with your financial experts and retirement planning expert as well. If you have one, go get one, because they are the pros, they're the experts. I'm not. I'm just sharing this from my own personal, you know, experiences and views. All right. So minimizing taxes also ensures smooth transition to new owners or dissolutions. So an effective exit plan really provides a clear path forward, you know, offering us a peace of mind to business owners and also stakeholders. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to bow out, and this is my exit strategy, and I'm going to leave with peace of mind and the legacy. So one of the most compelling reasons, like I mentioned, for developing an exit plan is the opportunity to enhance the value of your business. An exit strategy forces business owners to view the operations through the lens of prospective buyer, right? Identifying areas for improvement, streamlining the operations, bolstering the bottom line. Those numbers. Yeah, I'm going to turn down the music here. Basically the bottom line, right? Bolstering the bottom line. Focusing on efficiency, customer satisfaction, client relationships, and all of this. Those are just like keys. Those are just basics. Financial optimizations can greatly raise also business value on the market, and this will make it more attractive. Make it more attractive to potential buyers or successors. An exit plan positions a business to maximize its value. It involves understanding the business worth, what drives its value, and how to enhance it over time. Strategies for value maximization, man, Nikki, and how it benefits the owner upon exit, right? So imagine your business as, I'm going to give this little analogy. It's just something out of my mind here. I'm wearing my Invisalign, you guys, so that's why I'm kind of like stuttering and stumbling through my words. Yeah, I know. This has been challenging for me. It's like, imagine your business as a diamond in the rough, right? An exit plan is your blueprint for polishing that diamond until it sparkles, until it shines, right? Attracting the eyes of those who see its true worth. So I want you guys to really think about that and visualize it and imagine the business as that diamond in the rough. Okay. So the process isn't just about adding a coat of paint and call it done, right? It's about really going into deep dive into your business's core, to its values. You need to understand the details that drive its value. You got to have to sit down, you know, right, with your executives, with your top executives, and your stakeholders, and really understand the details of really what drives this value. Then you must use strategies to enhance those parts step by step into details. You might be innovating your product line. You might be streamlining your operations. You might be, entering new markets maybe, right, into the global environment. Or maybe you're upgrading it, right? So each step is a move to make your business more appealing. So when it's time to exit, you're not just selling a business. And this is so important. And I want you guys to really take note on this, you know, whether it is a visual note or whether it is a written down note. It's not just, okay, I'm just going to sell a business, right? It's time to exit. You're not just selling a business, you're offering a shining gem that's hard to resist. It has all of these appealing values, basically, right? I'm going to take you guys to a little tangent here. I was just talking with my family, you know, my mom passed away, and then, you know, we're into this transition of, you know, the estate and everything like that, right? So we're hiring a real estate agent and trying to sell one of her house, basically, and it's beautiful home, by the way. We're talking about, you know, considering, you know, pricing strategy. One of the things that I mentioned to my family, my siblings, and with the real estate agent was, look, you know, because I talked to a lawyer local lawyer there, you know, what is this all right? And is this look, you know, any red flags or anything like that? And, you know, cross check with him, you know, to get his legal inputs. And he said, oh, yeah, according to NGOP, it's about this much, right, per square meter and all of that. We're talking about pricing strategy. And I said, okay, I put that site in my site note. But here's what my point. And my family was, my siblings were like, oh yeah, I agree with you. It's almost like, yeah, we can use that as a baseline, what the NGOP is. Almost like selling a car, for example, right? Selling a car, and then you go to the Blue Book, Kelly Book, whatever you call it, right? And you look at how much is value, how much is worth, based on the model, based on the year of the car. Same kind of thing too, right? But here's a twist point. And here's something that is really like what I'm exactly trying to portray here, trying to share with you knowledge, your diamond in the rough, right? Your business and diamond in the rough, your real estate, a diamond in the rough. Those are the values. Like, her house is really immaculate. You know, it has this chandeliers. She doesn't have lights. She has chandeliers upstairs, downstairs. You know, my mom kept all of the chandeliers and the antiques, right? And it's really, really beautiful, by the way. I mean, she just shops everywhere around the world with these antiques, and just the furniture is just immaculate. And those are the values that's inside the house, right? The internal, the interior, and the paintings. And then it shows elegancy, right? You cannot just say, okay, it's this much, because the some kind of resources data set is this much. You gotta have to diamond in the rough. Is that what I said? Yeah, diamond in the rough. You know, what is it? You're just not selling a house. You're just not selling a business. You're offering a shiny gem that's hard to resist. You gotta have to sit down and find values. You know, what's attractive to this? It's in a commercial zone, and, you know, people can convert that and turn that into a cafe. You know, it's beautiful cafe. If I can imagine, it's like, oh my God, the upstairs and the view from upstairs, right? And it's in a very good gated community also. You know, it's got guards, and it's got, you know, close to a lot of things that is so appealing. You know, school, bakery, nursery. I don't know how many miles is there, like urgent care or like small, like a clinic or something like that. Not a huge hospital, but there is a like urgent care, we call it here. I mean, it's all convenience, basically. And then the interior, that's exterior, right? That's within reach. And the interior is just immaculate. So we're not going to deprive out of that. So that, I think my point was taken, and, you know, in agreement where, yeah, you're right, Nikki. So what I'm trying to say is that the unique selling point, the USP, you know, I was a realtor before with Remax and also Century 21. So I was just reminiscing about my, you know, when I was a real estate agent, selling homes and selling land, selling condos. Those were the great times, by the way, before market crash back in 2008. I had a great time selling homes and condos and lands, properties out here in Southern California. For many years. So yeah, I'm grateful for that experience before in my life. And, you know, I remember those days. So anyway, I want to share with you guys tangent. I told you it was tangent a little bit here, but, you know, make your business more appealing. Make your house, if you're in real estate, make your real estate more appealing. There's a lot of moving parts before you even list your house. You know, like I mentioned, but yeah, I'm going to stick to the topic here. So when it's time to exit, you're just not just selling a business, not just selling a real estate. You're offering a shining gem that's hard to resist, like a diamond in the rough, like a diamond in the rough, you guys. Okay, next on, moving on here, risk management. The unpredictable nature of business and life means risks are always ever present. An exit plan acts as a risk management tool, preparing that business for unforeseen events such as market downturns, right? Health issues. Oh my God, I'm big in that. Market downturns, right? I talk about this real estate market crash and everything like this back in 2007, 2008. Thank God I bail out from real estate. Well, I kind of like ended in real estate because I changed transition to something else back then. I think I went back to corporate. For sure, I went back to corporate for a few years. But health issues, changes in personal circumstances, take it from me. I know what it's all like when it comes to health issues. All right. So the seas of business are unpredictable. Agree on that, right? Consider an exit plan your trusty lifeboat. It will keep you afloat through the stormies of any kind of weathers. It's about seeing potential icebergs, right? And it's about preparedness as well. Right? These are market downturns, unexpected health issues, and changes in personal circumstances, right? Changes of your relationship, you know, perhaps facing divorce or something. That's a huge downturn. Personal circumstances, health issues, losses in the families, losses in your key executives as well, right? Market downturns, all of these are out of your control, basically. You need a plan. You need a plan to navigate through this or avoid them. This proactive risk management approach ensures that when uncertainty hits, your business will not sink. Instead, it would ride the waves, ready and equipped, right, to face whatever comes its way and just sail to the sunset. Well, there are a lot of life challenges, as you already know, and that's how we grow. That's how we really grow through these challenges are really, truly gifts for all of us here in life or in business. All right, so navigating unpredictability, the business landscape is fraught with unpredictability. I already said that to you guys. Strategic decision-making. Well, I want to mention this also, that exit plan serves as a vital component of any business risk management strategies, and then preparing the business to weather storms and then seize any challenges or any opportunities, right? It does anticipate challenges. It outlines strategies to address them. It ensures that the business can thrive and be really resilient driven, and even in toughest times. So strategic decision making, I think it's one of, I must say components into all of this mix. An exit plan influences daily business decision by keeping the end goal in sight. When I was a consultant, young consultant, that is in my early 20s and mid 20s, I always offer that suggestion, right? Always make an end goal, like keeping it an end goal in sight, you know, doing it backwards, not doing it, but playing it backwards, having it backwards, meaning that have the end goal included in there too. Because a lot of us are just like, okay, make a business plan, make this, make that. And then our goal is to make money, make profit. I mean, we're going to be the biggest number one company, the world's largest, the world's, best, whatever it is, right? Widgets or whatever that we're selling. But we don't know what's the end goal. So that is the end goal that we need to include as well. That's what I meant by keeping the end goal in sight. Having an exit strategy leads to better decisions. Agree? Yes. It aligns short-term actions with long-term goals. So an exit plan is almost like similarly to your business North Star. It guides your daily decision to success. You can see the end goal very clearly. Each choice is part of a bigger strategy. It aligns your short-term actions with your ultimate exit goals. And this lens transforms decision making from luck to chess. Exactly. You all well rounded, well prepared. Every move is deliberate and aimed at securing a checkmate, a very, very successful exit on your own terms. So again, every move is deliberate, strategic, tactically, and aimed at securing a checkmate, a successful exit on your terms. So for family-owned business, businesses out there or those with specific legs in mind, succession planning is very crucial. An exit plan ensures that smooth transition, preserving the business's values and the business mission beyond the original owner's tenure. So for those who businesses are more than just a company, but a legacy, this is, succession planning is really the thread. It weaves continuity into your business's future. So an exit plan ensures that transition of leadership. Whether you're going to pass on the torch, pass on the baton to family members or chosen successors, it's as seamless as a baton pass and a relay race. Have you ever seen that one? Yeah, I've seen it in cross country with my son. It's so smooth when you just know what to do strategically. You've already aimed it. You've already made plans. And that is a goal. It's about keeping the core of your business, the core of its values, mission, and vision. The goal to ensure that it lasts and thrives for many generations to come. So I'm back. Okay. I'm trying to remove my Invisalign here. It's kind of annoying when I'm talking and speaking and trying to do it in a more passionate way. All right, guys, moving on. Personal goals and retirement planning. An exit plan is inherently tied to the owner's personal goals, including retirement. Yes, indeed. This is the bridge. It connects business exit strategies and retirement planning. It stresses the importance, okay, of alignment for that personal and financial well-being. This exit whole thing about exit plan is inherently tied to your personal goals, including your retirement, right? That's what it's all about, personal goals and retirement planning, you know, with your business. You know, just imagine your house too, right? Both have a lot of things in common. Right? Both are tangible investment, and also it must be treated like such, right? You have to keep very well those values, those gems, the diamonds in the rough. An exit plan combines your personal goals with your business strategy. It makes that matrix that shows both your professional and personal milestones. It bridges the gap. The gap is between your business ends and your retirement begins. You get that? Yeah, I love it. Yes. I just made that up, but I think it just flows naturally what I'm just saying here. I'm just so happy. When your business and your retirement begins, it ensures a smooth transition that fits your finances and life goals. And this approach really, it really covers all bases. It's very well-rounded, right? It ensures that the legacy that you build in the business leads to a happy, successful, sustainable retirement. So the next segment, the next portion that I was going to share with you, and I think I'm going to include this, is in my article also, is investment, attracting investments. Investors, they're the key people in this whole scenario here, right? Investors are more likely to engage with businesses that have clear exit strategies. Just like in real estate, you know, you're listing your house. You know, and especially if it's in the commercial zone, you know, you got to have to put those profile, those target audiences, target market also into the mix of potential buyers. The buyers are investors, right? Business investors. You got to have to make that appealing, the real estate. You know, why am I buying that? Why am I investing into your real estate, into your house? Well, because you can convert that into a nice,
a cafe or a music lounge or a library upstairs or some kind of like retreat. I don't know. I mean, Airbnb perhaps, you know, all of this attracting investors. It shows how an exit plan can make a business more appealing. This is to potential investors, partners, and buyers. So key. Investors like businesses that promise growth, right? They're seeing this not in just right now or in one short term or 3 or 5 years. They're looking into this in 30-year time portfolio. 30-year, I was going to say portfolio, time portfolio, right? Or maybe even 20, I don't know. But it's a long-term promise growth also in that. They must also show a clear path forward. An exit plan shows potential investors that your business is not just a fleeting opportunity or fly-by-night kind of thing. It shows that it's a well-planned venture with a strategic roadmap. The what ifs, right? You're going to bail out. You're going to jump out. All of this in the next 20 years, you're going to have to study the history trends, you know, of the market trends, you know, if it's going to be volatile market. All of this come into the moving parts, you guys. You got to have to sit down and really think about all of this and put all of that into your strategic points. It makes your business more appealing to investors. It makes your business more appealing to your, you know, potential partners and buyers. It shows that your commitment for growth, commitment for sustainability and foresight. All right, I'm going to go back a little bit here about succession planning, legacy preservation, because I think it's worth of mentioning it again. For many business owners, their company is more than just a source of income. It is a legacy. This is especially true for family-owned businesses. I'm going back there, right? Where the hope often is to pass the torch for the next generation. The exit plan helps succession planning. It ensures that the business stays in capable hands, that we're doing this right. We're doing this with, we're capable of doing this. The business will continue to reflect the founder's vision and values and outlines the training, development, transition changes, strategies. This will prepare, you know, your next people to lead, basically, right? Whoever is going to be in the leading leadership team. And they will preserve the business legacy for years and decades to come. All right. So I mentioned about timing. I mentioned about timing the market is also crucial. Implementing an effective exit plan is the next thing that I wanna share with you guys. So it's the why that we've been talking about, right? And let's shift the focus to the how. You know, it provides tips for creating an effective exit plan. It covers key things to consider and common pitfalls to avoid. We're moving from the why to the how. Creating and implementing effective plan are about laying at that foundation, the baseline. Just like when we're going to build a house, right? The foundation, even before anything that's going to be put in there, the cement and everything like that. The foundation, lay that. It must support your business future success. It must be tough. It must see whether a lot of storms, right? Bulletproof. That's it. Bulletproof, right? It has to be tough. This means, and also support the business future success. This means taking action. First and foremost, define clear exit goals. Define clear exit goals. Then next, to assess your business's current state. All right. So next, find areas to add value and plan for risks. So it's all about being meticulous, avoiding common pitfalls, and staying adaptable. And you're basically aiming for sustainable life, both business and, you know, your life, personal. With the right plan, your exit from the business becomes not just a transition, but a triumph. And it will secure a legacy that will always, always last for a long time, that is. Thank you.
I will repeat the importance of an exit plan. It's not just a safety net. It is a key part of successful business management. Yes, I do know that from a lot of experiences here. It will emphasize that planning for the end is vital. Paradoxically, it's a key part of starting correctly. So my call to action, I'll always include this. And then, yeah, stick around for my my final thoughts, that is. But call to action, in the dynamic world of business, preparation, I'm going to say this, preparation, preparedness, whatever, however you want to say it, is key to success. Planning, preparation. An exit plan is vital for every business owner. If you're listening to this, you would agree to me, with me. Yes, you, nod your head. You nod your head. You agree with me. Thank you. It provides a roadmap. It provides a roadmap to maximize value, manage risks, preserve legacies, and timing the market. Whether you are in the early stages, if you're listening to this, all right, of building your business, those of you are listening and then you're about to, you know, early stages of building your business, startups and everything, it's important. And thank you so much, by the way, to listening so far here in my podcast. Or you're looking toward retirement, now is the time to start planning. So I recommend and suggest to you, consult with a professional to develop a comprehensive exit strategy that aligns with your business goals and personal aspiration. Remember, the best time to plan your exit is when you don't need to, ensuring that when the time comes, you're ready. You will be ready to transition on your own terms. And then I also want to include some of the call to action questions. Okay. Yes, I just saw this little note here. Yes, you may reach out to my team. We can sit down. But like I said, I'm going to put out a disclaimer there that I am not here personally, you know, professionally. I am not a retirement planning expert or financial advisor. I do have Eric and then this two other Mitch who are my financial advisors. They're very seasoned, highly intelligent, very resourceful experts and professionals. I receive my advices from them, but no, I am not that. So, if you are, you know, interested in receiving, you know, our coaching, leadership coaching or training and things like that, yes, you may still reach out to us. Obviously, my team and I will always be ready to help you guys. You already know how to reach out to me. So hello@nikidare.com or go to nikidareeducation.com, which is my Dare Education, consulting. And then you're more than welcome to contact my team and myself directly here, or just reach out to me through my LinkedIn platform. All right, guys, call to action questions. Have you considered how an exit plan can benefit your business? The next question would be, what steps will you take to develop or refine your business exit strategy? So embracing the journey of business ownership means being prepared for everything. This includes the final chapter. Yes, with a well-developed, well-crafted exit plan, you ensure that your business story not only has the beginning and the middle, but also successful and strategic, tactical end. Hope you like it there. All right, guys, call us, transform your leadership, transform your business. You know, this has really been really enjoyable piece of content that I've shared before many times. And I think at the beginning of pandemic, I mentioned about this too. I wrote an article, brief article about it, and I podcasted too. I certainly had, you know, presented this to corporate, you know, environment, to many companies out there. And it's a need, you know, it's not just an optional, it really a necessity. It's part of your business legacy. So transform your leadership, transform your business. In the fast-paced world of business, standing still is not an option. And you all agree in this, leadership is not just a role, it's a journey of continuous growth and continuous adaptation. This article, this podcast has laid the groundwork. The true transformation, by all means, it really begins with you. And we're here to guide you every step of the way. You know,
It is a journey of continuous growth and adaptation. So we're here to help you every step of the way. My team and I, our team specializes in unlocking the potential within you and your executive team through this cutting-edge leadership coaching and consulting. If you are ready to elevate, you're ready to improve your leadership game, drive your business forward, and navigate the complexity of today's corporate landscape with confidence and with agility, yes, it is time to take action. Okay. You can stay there if you want, that's fine. But if you want all of those things that I just said, that you're ready to elevate and improve your leadership game and drive your business forward and then try new markets and navigate the complexities of today's corporate and business landscape with all of this confidence and agility, yes, time to take your action. Don't let the future be something that just happens to you. Seize the opportunity to shape it with intention and insight. So, what's next? Reach out to us today. Let's embark together on a journey of leadership transformation that will redefine the way you do business. Together, we can turn challenges into opportunities and aspirations into realities. Your next step? You ask? Contact us. Let's make greatness happen, as always. All right? So, these are some of the questions. Hopefully it has been inspiring. And yes, I'm going to share with you my final thoughts after this one. All right, my final thoughts. You guys are ready? I know you guys have been waiting for it, right? Okay, my final thoughts, my infamous one. Some of you are probably read through my article on medium.com or in my, God, I used to be in a Huff, what is it? The Thrive Global, I think. Yeah, Huffington Post used to be formerly known. But yeah, medium.com, pretty much my articles are there. That's my hub. All right, guys, my final thoughts. Business is complex. Every decision can pivot the future. Right. Having an exit plan isn't just for safety. It's no longer a safety net. It is a strategic masterpiece. And this framework is a set of decisions. It's like a carefully arranged collage, right? It supports your venture's future. It ensures that every piece fits in nicely into your vision for success and also sustainability. So crafting, building, developing, establishing, whatever it is that you must have, right? Gotta have this. Your exit plan, it requires a deep dive into your business. So must have. You must understand its value, its potential, and its place in the changing market. It's about more than just a graceful departure. It's about creating a lasting impact, an enduring legacy. After all, that's what you're aiming for, right? As we navigate market challenges, this blueprint becomes your guiding light. Your North Star. It ensures that no matter how things change, your business stays steady. It also stays nimble and ready for what is next. So remember, a good exit strategy blends personal goals with business ones. It creates that balance that moves you towards your goals. It shows your foresight, it guides your journey, and it is your key to new opportunities. You may be aiming to attract investments. You may be aiming to manage risks. You may be aiming to secure your legacy. The need for exit plan is very important. We all can agree on that. So, as we conclude this discussion, I urge you to think about your path. Consider the power of a very well-made exit plan. In the vast business world, let your strategy stand out. Have a team together to build this with you. It should be a symbol of innovation, a symbol of resilience, a symbol of success. Begin shaping your exit plan today. The future is bright for those who are prepared. All right. I think that's all I need to say right now. The first quarter ends soon on this few days, guys. First quarter. Can you believe this? And this is almost April in a few days, 2024. It's time to start now. Whether you are starting out thinking about retirement plan today, plan it today. We live in an era of global disruption. It ranges from pandemics to economic swings. Yes, they do have mood swings too. What key lessons have we learned? Really, truly, seriously, this should be the question. What key lessons have we all learned through all of this? It's unmistakably clear that we need to get our act together and get our done. Now it is a time to plan for the unpredictable. It's not just advisable, it is imperative, it is important. Exit plan is now a must, not just nice to have in your business plan. It's needed for any business looking to navigate today's uncertainties. It's not about preparing for defeat, but ensuring resilience and adaptability. So it is critical and it's smart to have a clear exit plan. It is essential for every one of you, entrepreneur, business owners, leaders aiming for long-term success and stability. It is crucial for your sustainability roadmap in life and business. Talking about roadmap, sustainability and business, I'm excited because the book recently that you already heard about, I want to take this time right now before we close the podcast, that the book Situational Leadership, you all heard about it from the last two podcasts. It's been really making to the bestsellers list, the top bestsellers list. I cannot believe it. And it's still up there, by the way, guys. It is the second week. Is it second week? Second and a half week now. And I'm excited and I'm very grateful. And I saw it in the back office. I'm really grateful for the numbers that you guys are really, really awesome. But do me a big favor. I need those reviews on Amazon. So you know why? It can benefit the people who are about, you know, considering to purchase the book. So they all know what the book, you know, the reviews. I don't know about you, but I do read the reviews before I purchase any items on Amazon or anything really. Before I purchase, I always like to see a review on Yelp, on Amazon. So please leave your reviews, your honest feedback on Amazon when after you have purchased the book. I would really, truly appreciate that because your feedback is really, truly a gift for me, you guys, personally. I invite this book to serve as your guide, as your mentor, as you navigate the complexities of leadership. Allow it to challenge you. Allow this book to inspire you and to equip you with the tools needed to lead with both confidence and agility. The approach to situational leadership that I've shared isn't simply a theory to understand. It is a practice to live out daily. It has this call to action as well in there. It's a key to unlocking our full potential and that of those we lead, propelling us towards success in this ever-shifting landscape. So as you explore into this book, consider this. Questions, of course, I love the questions to ask you guys. How will you redefine your leadership today? How will you redefine your leadership story, right? How will you lead through all of this chaos, through this madness, through this unprecedented unpredictability? The roadmap lies before you. Your journey of transformation and leadership begins now. So, right, guys, thank you so much. And it has been really enjoyable, this podcast. And I've already received a couple of notes from you guys. J'espère que vous allez bien.
Merci d'avoir écouté mon podcast aujourd'hui. Thank you so much for listening today and this morning, you guys. Gracias por escuchar mi podcast hoy. Me alegro de verte y espero que esto haya sido agradable para ti. Hopefully it was enjoyable for you too as well. Likewise, terima kasih telah mendengarkan podcast saya hari ini. Sampai jumpa dan selalu, you know, hopefully that saya bisa melihat kalian untuk mendengar again, sama-sama, again the podcast next time. Assalamualaikum, wassalamualaikum. Hope you are doing well and staying well, you guys. What is it that jadikan hari ini yang menyenangkan? Make it a great day. Stay in condition yellow. Situational awareness. Watch your 6, 9, 12, 3. I always have to sign off like this way always, you guys. Thank you so much. Until next time, this is Nikki Dare, and I am signing off today. Until next time, God bless you guys.
Been listening to Nikki Dare's Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.